please.
Jim Winter, Reno Dussel, organiser of Unite the Union.
OK, just update us then on how that meeting just went in there. It was a bit fiery at times, I could hear yous outside.
Of course it was a bit fiery. I mean, obviously there's a change to what they would term as the terms and conditions, and that is to what shifts. I mean, our colleagues from Unison and ourselves from Unite knew that we were quite a fiery meeting. We knew it was a frosty meeting, and we knew that it would be, you know, quite emotive with regards to shifts, because there is other options, they believe, that would prevent them from going on shifts.
Now, what was the kind of outcome of it then? Is there talk of industrial action?
What we asked quite clearly is for them to give us points that we will raise with the management as soon as humanly possible. We'll ask the management to go out and work with the workforce. We'll ask the director of service and the head of service, who has said quite clearly they're prepared to meet with the workforce. So our colleagues in Unison and Unite are expecting them to make that commitment and come down, meet with the workforce and hear their points of view and hear their feelings and their concerns about it.
You said you were expecting it to be a fiery one, and that's what it was. What was the consensus? What are people saying?
The consensus initially was that they were going to refuse to do it. Now, at the end of the day, obviously, there's a due procedure to go through. As part of their contract of employment, where we can work 5/7, the proposals and the options was to prevent working weekends, right? But notwithstanding that, they're certainly not happy that they are, I mean, what they see is forced on to shift working. And without public consultation, I think that was one of the most fiercest criticisms that we faced. This was done without public consultation, and they're very, very concerned about it. We're also concerned that driving 26-ton lorries in housing schemes where kids are playing are out at night, where animals and pets are out at night, where the public's out at night, cars are parked all over the place. They've obviously got concerns. So we need to try and speak to management and reduce those concerns.
Are you and the workers confident that this is going to be U-turned, or do you think it will go ahead regardless and it's just a case of trying to keep the workers happy here?
Well, as my colleague from Unison quite clearly and Billy said, look, we need to go back in and speak to the management in order to see if there's better alternatives, and that's what we'd rather do, better alternatives. However, I think we're under no other illusion that if a better alternative is not fine, then we would probably have a revolt from our members on our hands, and they will look quite clearly for us to lead them in some sort of industrial action programme or something of a similar nature.
So essentially what you're kind of saying is that if this is not looked at again and the workers are not happy about these shift changes, then you could be looking at strike action or industrial action.
Well, yeah, you could be, but we're hoping at all times to avoid it. Billy and I, my colleagues from Unison, will be seriously trying to avoid that at all costs and ask management to reconsider if there is suitable alternatives. But yeah, we've been left in no uncertain terms that they would be looking for an industrial action ballot, and we're hoping to avoid that at all costs.
And finally, you know, I suppose the workers that I've spoken to today, their concern is that, look, they've got families, they are, you know, they've got childcare. This is going to throw up childcare issues as well. Do you think that's been just kind of curveball by the council?
I don't think it's been curveball. The council have said they would look at it on an individual basis, there's no doubt about it, but didn't realise until today just the amount of people that do depend on childcare facilities, and it's going to be quite a substantial increase to them. Some of them even saying that it would not be worth it and doing that particular job. Now, again, we want to avoid that, but you know, we'll be in their hands very, very soon, and I'm talking about the workforce. We are accountable to the members and they will dictate the pace. Hopefully we can avoid it, but that depends on whether management are prepared to sit down and look at alternatives, isn't it?
Anything else you want to add?
Well, as I say, my colleagues from Unison and Unite hope to avoid any confrontation on this. We'd hope we'd come to some successful resolution at the end of it. However, I don't think the fact that the papers have already given a statement on it to one that says it's going ahead. I think there's quite a lot of miles to go yet before it finally comes to October.